BMW.
Hello, my Friday friends. We're at 7 below right now and a little bit of sunshine. Well, our Friday talk round commences now, talking with Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services, in here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
When's this cold weather going away?
Never.
I look to you for a lot of things.
So what did you say the temperature was?
It's 7 below right now.
Okay, I see 9 below from the app that I'm using with a wind chill of negative 22. So when is this cold going to end? I hope soon.
Yeah. Well, supposedly by the end of the weekend, we'll be back to like some, you know.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So you have to think about the entire scenario here.
Okay.
So,
all right. Today, paint us a bigger picture.
Yeah. Let's look at the bigger picture. So today we're still in a cold advisory until 10 a.m.
Yes.
Okay. And then tomorrow it'll be windy, which is going to give us those wind chills still in the negative 20s.
Yuck.
And then we're going to get some snow, 1 to 3 inches on Saturday night, followed by a slightly better Sunday, where the winds are going to diminish. And that's what's going to make the temperatures feel so much warmer is Sunday morning, 15 to 25 mile per hour winds. By Sunday evening, 5 to 10. That makes a huge difference when we talk about how the cold feels, because those temperatures are going to be above zero. But when you have to factor the wind into it, it makes it ridiculously cold. Well, when the wind reduces itself, 15 degrees doesn't seem so bad, which
That's
is
true.
Kind of what we're looking at for the beginning of next week, is highs in the teens. But if there's no wind, it's really not too bad.
I was reading a story, I don't think it was this week, I think it was like a couple weeks back, about a couple who had brought their car into their garage, closed the door. And then for some reason, one reason or another, it left the car running. And the garage was attached to the house.
Yes.
And CO2 detectors were not working. They had one. Batteries went.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't replace it. How important are CO2 detectors to have in somebody's house?
Oh, absolutely vital.
Yeah.
Just as important.
Luckily, they didn't die, but they got very sick.
Right. And that's super unfortunate, but it's just as important to have a CO2 detector as it is to have a smoke alarm.
Okay, I would think.
That's why you see those combo units where they're all in one, because it makes your life easier to have both.
Right.
Just make sure that you're testing those. If you haven't tested them earlier in the season, now would be the time to do that while we're still in these cold doldrum days. So just hit the button on it. Make sure it still works. Flip it over. Did you write the date on it when you purchased it? If it's older than 8 to 10 years, it's time to get rid of it and get a new one.
Right.
So just keeping those things in mind. And then back to your story, if you are going to use your auto start or leave your vehicle running, the garage has to be open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's separation between
your house and your garage. But when you have an attached garage, there's really no way to completely separate.
Exactly.
So those fumes are going to get inside. So make sure that you have the proper ventilation.
I got to talk to Brianna about this. I do have to talk to her about it. Hey, one more time, too. You got a new emergency alert system over in Wilkin County.
Yep.
And run through the procedures again one more time so people are up to speed on that.
Okay.
So they kind of know. I mean, because
let me look up the image that I have on my phone real quick so I can quote the number correctly.
Well,
so I tell you how to text it in.
The cool thing about it is you can custom tailor this to what you really need. You know,
correct.
So, yeah, tell us about
okay,
it.
Okay, so it's called Wilkin Alerts. It's run through Motorola, through Smart 911. And there's two components to your registration. So if you're going to text in, because you can opt in through text, you text Wilkin Alerts, all lowercase, all one word, to 226-787. That is going to get you onto the mobile alerts. Now, those mobile alerts are broad-based alerts that we would send out to every person in the county. So
for everything, yeah.
Yep, so when we issue a no-travel advisory, or if there was some sort of emergency situation that impacts the entire county, we would send it out on the mobile alerts. Now, if you want targeted, customized alerts specific to your address, such as weather alerts, or if there was a shelter in place, or if your community had a boil water notice or something like that, we would need you to finish your registration.
Right.
Because when you text in that number, you're going to get a bounce back text that says something about completing your registration, and you click this link. And that's the only way we know where you live, so we can send you those targeted messages to include weather warnings.
It just narrows everything down, too.
Exactly.
I think that would be the way to go.
Exactly, because we can't send the weather warnings out on mobile alerts, because it's not going to impact everyone. And if you have a severe thunderstorm warning down by Tenney, I don't want to wake up the people in Rotsay at 2 in the morning to let them know.
There you go.
So if you want those weather alerts, you need to finish your registration. So go back to that text message that you originally got back, hit the link on there, and finish your registration. Or you can go to the Wilkin County website and click on the Wilkin Alerts section, and then you can go through the website right there.
And folks, if you missed any of that, this will be podcasting up on our website probably early this afternoon. All right. You're a scout mom.
Yes.
You had the Pinewood Derby last weekend. You said that was really well attended.
Yes, the Cubs had their Pinewood Derby, and the Boy Scouts were there with their pancake feed at the same time. I bet that's the best attendance they've had in years.
Love to hear that.
I mean, it's not pre-pandemic attendance, but it was really good, and it was really fun, and the Cubs had a great time racing their cars, so that was super fun. If you missed out on the pancake feed part, Scout Sunday is still coming up. So on February 8th from 8 until noon over at Bethel Lutheran, the Boy Scouts will be having their annual Scout Sunday pancake feed, and that's free will offering. So you can come by and enjoy some pancakes that morning.
And support the Scouts.
Absolutely.
How about archery? Do we want to talk archery?
We can.
Okay.
Season is still
You're an archery
along.
Mom, too.
That's... I am. I do so many things. Season is still trucking along, and they have a tournament in Gwinner this weekend.
Okay.
Some of the kids are shooting tonight. Other archers are shooting tomorrow. So hopefully it goes well.
All right.
Yeah.
Brianna Koval, always great to have you in here.
Absolutely.
And are you going to be back next Friday? Tell me yes.
Of course.
All right. We'll find other good things, fun things to talk about. You stay warm and have a great great weekend, all right?
You as well. Thank you.
All right. 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Pour me another drink, because I don't want to feel a thing no more. Hell no. I just want to sip till the pain wears off.